talk about people flocking to these games, they see the titles they recognize, Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ghostbusters, Batman, Aerosmith. There's a rumor going around, and you can dispel it or whatever. I have to ask you because I'm sitting here with you, that Steve Ritchie's next game might be an unlicensed game. Is that? I know when you and I have talked in the past, when you have a game with a title, it makes it easier for operators to go, okay, that's going to work well. So is there some risk with unlicensed? Is that a possibility in the future?
I've heard the rumor. I'm a big believer in licensing. It certainly, people are attracted to it. It's a modern thing. You see it all over this show. Dave and Buster's will advertise this, Ghostbuster Redemption game because it's Ghostbusters. They're not going to advertise XYZ Redemption game. It is marketing. That's what the world works on. If I call Italian customers that just walk by and say that I've got zombies from hell, they say, okay, send me two, and in 12 or 16 weeks, I'll tell you if I want some. But if I say that I've got The Walking Dead, they say, here's $300,000, start your production line. And that's just the way it works. Licensing of these kind of products, not pinball machines in particular, toys, everything else, the way I get the story, it was created by George Lucas. When he made the first Star Wars game, he went to the studio and said, after the first Star Wars movie, he went to the studio and said, well, you owe me some money. I'll tell you what. Just give me the ancillary rights. And that was a president of the studio, a guy named Ladd. He calls downstairs. At that time, there wasn't that much licensing. Do we do much licensing? Okay, you can have the ancillary rights. And that was something like $8 billion ago. Yeah.